Welcome to Prima's 2023 podcast series. My name is Shonda Ragland. I am the Senior Director of Education and Training at Prima. On this Prima podcast, Brad Wilson will discuss how public entity risk managers can get the most out of their TPAs. Brad is the Assistant Vice President of Sales at PMA Management Corporation. We will also be joined by Prima's Education Coordinator, Taekwon Gilbert. Taekwon will moderate the discussion. Enjoy the podcast.
Thank you for joining us today, Brad.
Thank you, Taekwon. I really appreciate your having me on today.
So, for starters, many public entities partner with CPAs for claim services from workers' comp to liability. What are some key trends happening in this arena public entity risk managers need to understand?
Great question. Back in June, I went to the Prima conference out in Long Beach, and some of the things that I noticed people were talking about and the themes that came up included, number one, the either coming or already here brain drain, the retirements that are happening in the risk management community throughout the public entity market. Met with a lot of folks who had actually already retired in the last year or so since the previous conference, and several who were retiring in the next 2 years. They've already set those windows. And so with their coming retirements, they're facing challenges of succession planning, finding people to come in behind them, training them up. They're looking for talented employees who are looking to make those jumps in responsibility and getting them ready in time so that there's continuity. I heard a lot of people talking about the effects of inflation on both the workers' compensation and the casualty side of things and different forms of inflation. For instance, as general costs and rising wages are driving up compensation rates and medical costs, we're seeing an effect on that in the last year and a half. And then the ever-increasing jury verdicts that we see in auto and general liability and the threat they pose, because it drives up settlement values even if you're settling prior to going to hearing. The other themes that we heard were risk managers and public entities having to do more work with less because their budgets are either frozen or shrinking. They're forced to be more efficient with their time or the staff they have available in their time so that they can get more done, quite frankly. And then with that came the need to look to TPA partners, third-party administrators, who have the resources to help take the pressure off of them, to help them with preventing accidents, controlling claim costs, and helping relieve them of the administrative burdens they have that are affecting their time and ability to get work done.
What are some best practices of working with the TPA that drive results?
I've been in the claims management arena for 27 years now. Kind of amazing to think it's gone by that quickly. And over time, I've seen the best practices that work with the TPA include partnering with and identifying a TPA who's dedicated to reducing your cost of risk. That sounds basic, but it's very true. Is your partner looking to help you drive down the cost, or are they looking to just handle your claims for you? Public risk managers should look for a TPA that is experienced in the public sector. They understand the risks that you are facing day to day. They are different from what the private sector faces. Also, look for a TPA that takes a holistic approach. And a holistic approach is one that brings you all the services of the risk management spectrum. They want to deploy pre-loss, loss reduction, and post-loss strategies to help you reduce your costs year over year. Management of claims is a TPA's core function. So when you're interviewing a TPA, look for TPAs where the sales and service people who are on your program every day have a background in claims management. They should be people who understand what happens at a claims desk, having worked at it, so that they know the challenges and the risks that you face, and they can provide solutions that you need, not just cookie-cutter answers. I think another best practice for any risk manager is try to create a team consisting of yourself, your internal risk management team, your TPA, your defense attorney, if you have preferred medical providers or nurse case managers. Make sure they are all working together and focused on making your team better. For example, we have helped some of our workers' compensation clients hold an open house where they bring all of those different folks together, give them a tour of the facilities, let them see how their operations work. They can show the doctors what light duty or modified duty jobs are available so that the doctors and the nurses feel better about returning folks to work as soon as they can. They get a better understanding of what the injured worker is actually doing. I think when you're looking at how to better manage your claims, look at the claim review process. I think we need to see it, and public risk managers should see it, as an opportunity to strategize on the cases that you most need to drive to resolution. A lot of times a claim review consists of looking at a lot of claims over a certain dollar threshold because it's always been done that way. And I think because of the time and resource restraints on any public risk manager, you should make sure that you're focusing only on the claims at that review where you and your team that you've assembled can affect the outcome of the claim and move it forward so that you're driving it to conclusion. And that goes for workers' compensation as well as general or auto liability. And lastly, I think the best practice that most matters for a public risk manager is to hold your TPA accountable for the results and for the promises made. Make sure that you meet with them periodically. They should be providing you with a scorecard showing your results in different metrics that you've agreed upon. Be sure to have an annual stewardship meeting that covers your program's performance. Use that as an opportunity to identify loss drivers and set goals for improvement in the coming year. And those can be relatively modest at first. You look at the low-hanging fruit and just start chipping them off so that over time you're slowly driving down the total cost of risk.
Workers' compensation claims are unique in many ways. How can a public entity partner with the TPA for optimal outcomes?
Very good question. In workers' compensation, lost time cases are the most expensive cases. These days, the medical aspect of a workers' comp case is roughly 60% of your overall workers' compensation spend. So this is one area to really focus on. A public risk manager should partner with their TPA by making sure that they have a robust managed care program, one that provides their injured workers with access to a broad and network medical providers as well as specialists to take care of their injuries when they occur. That managed care program should also be designed to aggregate the TPA's buying power and generate the maximum savings possible for your public entity. Some of the key strategies that a public risk manager should look at in their workers' compensation program is to focus on early intervention. We find that by providing clinical resources to an employee very soon after their injury, it affects the claim on a downstream basis. For instance, if your TPA is able to provide a triage nurse that the employee can contact shortly after their injury, discuss the injury, get a recommendation for the best kind of medical care needed for them, this shows the employee that you are concerned as an employer right off the bat. You're providing a nurse to them within minutes, possibly, of their injury. Also, it helps you drive the employee, make sure that they're getting access to that managed care network that we referred to above. After the injury, the best way to control your workers' compensation costs is to have an effective return to work program. Your TPA can help you design that program so that you've identified jobs people can go back to after an injury for a modified or transitionary period. The claims adjusters should be familiar with that program so that they're collaborating with the doctors that they're treating with, as well as the nurse case managers, to facilitate the injured worker's return back to the office or back to the environment as soon as they're medically ready to do so. I think also you want to look at using evidence-based medicine to create the best outcomes for your employees. The TPA's managed care program should offer services like a pharmacy intervention program that's designed to verify that the prescriptions being given out are correspond with the injuries, with the treatment regimen, and that they don't create downstream problems like addiction or side effects that you don't want to deal with. That kind of program can offer alternatives to opioids so that you avoid those things right from the beginning. And lastly, you can partner with your TPA by finding a TPA that will help you prevent losses. One of the sayings in the industry is that the best accident is the one that never happened. And if you have a TPA that offers risk control consulting services, they'll help you identify your loss drivers. What are your causes of injuries? They can provide solutions to help you prevent them so that you don't have them repeatedly. Having that kind of resource available to you can really help a risk manager, because a lot of times their budgets do not afford or allow for additional staff to have full-time safety or risk prevention folks on the team. Your TPA can help and provide the staff for you at a far reduced cost, be it on a temporary or on a part-time basis, versus having to go out in the marketplace and find staff for you. They already have it.
Budgets are getting tighter for public entities. What are some ways a TPA can help?
A TPA can help you manage your budget by becoming more efficient. And many of the public risk managers' teams are pressed for time. They have to look for a TPA that can help them not only with claim adjustment, but with other claim and clinical services. For instance, a lot of times OSHA record keeping falls under a risk manager's job description or within their department. That's an administrative burden, candidly, for a lot of clients. Your TPA can help you manage and track that process, produce your OSHA logs and that sort of thing, so that you don't have to take your team's time to produce that every month and every year. Look for a TPA that can provide that for you. Another area that a TPA can assist, subrogation. Many times we see public risk managers or their entities, they'll have individual departments be responsible for collecting on damages to street signs or buildings and even their cars. So in other words, instead of putting that over to the risk department to manage, they do it themselves. They'll take care of the repairs. They'll try to go out and collect it. That really is a core claim management function. Your TPA has personnel and systems designed to go out and collect that for you. Let your TPA take that in-house so that they can go out, take care of all that recovery, manage the record keeping, provide you with the data, and then this will give you as the risk manager a full picture of your loss history instead of just a partial one showing what comes in at any given time. Next, look for a TPA to help leverage their aggregated buying power to save you money. We talked earlier about getting discounts on medical care, but also they should be using that power to drive down your cost of ancillary services like nurse case management, vocational rehabilitation, investigation and surveillance, as well as legal services. A good TPA will have the technology and buying power to obtain discounts for you, as well as ensure compliance for all those vendors and drive down your costs.
Finding workers is a challenge, and especially for public entities who see retirement start for workers in their 50s. How do you see a TPA and public entity partnership could help with this?
I think having that strong partnership between a public entity and their TPA can really help any risk manager as they're going through retirement, be it their own or members of their teams. And TPA that operates under best practices, they're going to have a complete portfolio of core claims management, as well as the managed care and risk control services we've talked about. If you have that team built, your TPA will have relationships not only with you as the risk manager, but with your team and the successors behind you, so that that knowledge is not lost when somebody retires. It's going to allow the TPA to maintain a smooth working relationship with your successor and the rest of the team. Also, they can take over claims. A lot of times we see clients will reach out or prospects contact us when they have retirements coming and they don't see the ability to go out and hire new people at this time. So they look to us as the experts, not only from a subject matter standpoint, but also who have, as an entity, who has the resources to take those claims that they've been handling in-house, move them over to the TPA, and let them efficiently handle claims for you instead of having to add to your headcount. Similarly, if your safety manager retires, your TPA should be able to provide assistance to you by using their resources to either replace that person or to supplement them and provide extra resources. This will help you keep that institutional knowledge in place, as well as carry on the mission of preventing accidents moving forward. And you've got a true partnership with your TPA. They can step in at any time and help you provide the personnel to fill those gaps. And they have the experience of working with your organization already. You won't need to train them up at that point. The key for any risk manager is to have a solid partnership with the TPA who understands your public entity. They can proactively recognize your needs and recommend solutions for them. That way, they will be there for you, effective answers when you reach out to them.
We've reached the end of our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Please visit the Prima website to hear other Prima podcasts, view upcoming Prima webinars, read Prima blogs, and learn about other Prima educational resources. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and our very own Prima Talk. Have an amazing day.